This is the Afternoon Brief on Chai FM with Michael McKenna.
This Friday, the 26th of June, marks Take Your Dog to Work Day. And of course, putting our pets first, that's the priority. Now, Take Your Dog to Work Day is a global initiative which celebrates the unique bond between people and their canine companions. And for many dog owners, the idea of having their furry friend alongside them at work sounds like the perfect way to brighten the day. But animal welfare experts say it's important to remember that not every dog enjoys busy offices, unfamiliar environments, and lots of new people. Now, global animal welfare organization Four Paws is encouraging South Africans to take a well-being first approach, ensuring that their pets' needs come before the novelty of the occasion. Joining us now, we welcome Fiona Miles to the channel. Fiona is a director of Four Paws South Africa. Fiona, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us.
Afternoon, Michael. Thanks so much for having us today.
Right. So for listeners who may not be familiar with it, let's start at the top. What is Take Your Dog to Work Day and why has it become such a popular initiative around the world?
Well, Take Your Dog to Work Day, it's a global initiative, as you mentioned, and it really encourages people to bring their dogs into the workplace to celebrate the human-animal bond. And it's gained a lot of popularity because people are increasingly recognizing pets as part of the family and workplaces are becoming more flexible and, you know, well-being focused. So it's a fun way to spark the conversation about responsible pet care and adoption.
Okay, so Four Paws is now encouraging a well-being first approach this year. What exactly does that mean?
I think this really means putting the dog's needs above the novelty of the day. So it's a really great initiative, but not every dog, you know, will enjoy the busy environment that workplaces often are. So we're encouraging people to consider their pet's comfort, their stress levels, and their personality before bringing them along. The focus should always be on the dog having a positive and safe experience.
Okay, so what then would you say are the most reliable signs that a dog is experiencing stress in unfamiliar environments? What are we looking out for?
So we're looking, obviously, in an environment where a dog is maybe feeling stressed. They might display signs of panting or pacing or whining, hiding, or even some aggression. So a stressed dog might also try to refuse food or escape or get away. You know, they might just want to get away from that environment. So those are conditions that indicate that they're not perhaps in the right space. But I think for people to really put, comfort first, try taking them out a little bit first, taking all the necessary things, ensuring that there is a quiet space, somewhere that they can be away from the noise and not giving them that overwhelming attention. Sure. I mean, if I put myself in the dog's shoes, having all that overwhelming attention could be very daunting. So I think really making sure that the space is quiet, and of course in workplaces, you know, some people might not be as familiar with pets or might not have pets of their own, and so one has to respect one's colleagues as well.
Indeed. Let's elaborate on that a little later. But I'm curious, looking at certain personality traits, breeds for that matter, ages, are there life experience that makes some dogs better suited to an office environment than others?
Yes, I think dogs that are well socialized are calm and adaptable and sort of comfortable around strangers tend to cope better. Age and experience matter too, as I suppose it does with all of us. The older, more settled dogs often do better. But it comes down to the individual personality, not just the breed. So I think it's more about the personality, knowing your dog and understanding what their needs are, that will create the well-being first approach.
Interesting question coming through here, Fiona. Well, the question reads, you're in our country, are most workplaces actually equipped to safely accommodate animals, for that matter?
It's a very good point, and I think that's why we would like to promote the concept and the initiative, because most likely not. And therefore, creating that awareness and engaging with the employer and employees, discussing what the possibilities are for such opportunities is really important, because Yes, people would need a chance to take their dogs out for a walk, or, you know, be given that time and flexibility. So not every workplace is suited for it, certainly not. But where possible, I think it's a great opportunity for people to engage, and it also helps, you know, in the workspace, it helps people to reduce stress and yeah, I think see the world outside of just their work, but also that we share this planet with these beautiful creatures.
Indeed, Fiona. We've triggered off quite a conversation here. Someone else is asking, what practical alternatives could workplaces offer that still celebrate pets without compromising animal welfare?
I think there's plenty of ways to take part. You know, spending quality time with your dogs before and after work, going on a special walk. I think what really would be great is if workplaces, if they can't accommodate, you know, dogs or in the office, to actually support a local shelter, you know, share those adoption stories online and create the awareness that there's so many animals that are in need of a good home. And I think that's a great workplace initiative. So it's about celebrating the bond between ourselves and animals, not forcing the animals into an uncomfortable situation, but sure, also creating that awareness that everybody can participate in.
One of my listeners is asking, well, it's quite simple. What if dogs start fighting? I guess it's a very broad question being put out there. I don't know if you'd like just elaborate on that or offer some kind of, well, solution to that.
I think the most important thing, again, is to communicate, not just everybody, you know, pitch up with their dogs on the day, so to say, but it would be important to communicate and ensure that the people that are bringing their animals have discussed whether or not their pets are socialized, whether or not they are safe and quiet spaces. At any point in time, to immediately remove the animals from any sort of conflict situation is important. And so where some, you know, a pet might be not well socialized, keeping them on a leash, keeping them close to you, not unsupervised, I think is really important.
Looking at this campaign, Bring Your Dog to Work, as a public campaign, do you think it risks perhaps maybe oversimplifying the complexities of animal behavior and welfare needs?
I think it's animal welfare and behavior needs, from a campaign perspective, needs such a multi-pronged approach to understand. As you say, it's a very complex issue. So these kind of initiatives are great, but I think we need to understand it from all sort of angles. I think we need to understand it from the legislative perspective, where welfare issues are rife within our communities, and we need to support local shelters and local organizations working tirelessly on the ground. We need to understand our own responsibilities when it comes to dog welfare and in our homes and so on, to make sure that they receive the care and treatment that they need, and the attention that they need, certainly. So this is one initiative. I think there's plenty of ways for people to try and grapple with the as you say, the more complex issues surrounding the fact that, of course, animals are sentient beings, and we want to bring, you know, every opportunity forward to remind ourselves of that.
Funny, now a question coming through. It's just come through now, Fiona. It reads, do you think initiatives like Take Your Dog to Work Day then can create greater awareness around responsible pet ownership?
I definitely think they can, because the intention behind it is not just simply bringing the animal, but it's having the conversation, discussing and sharing. Often people are quite isolated, and they might not necessarily share information with each other or be part of a community. And I think when such an initiative can create some sort of sense of community, sparking engagement and sparking conversation, so that we can help each other. Responsible pet care starts with making the right decision to even own an animal, and sort of, you know, take on a dog as a part of the family, sure, all the way through to, of course, their quality of life and their whole lifespan. So I think it's definitely part of the conversation and the initiatives that are out there.
Okay, let's look at Four Paws now, which points out that participating doesn't necessarily mean bringing your dog into the office. So what then do you believe are some alternative ways people then can celebrate the day if their pet isn't suited to a workplace setting?
So, yes, I think like I mentioned before, I think spending some quality time, maybe even celebrating that or taking some pictures and supporting different initiatives that might be out there online. If you don't have a pet or let's say a dog, for instance, supporting local shelters, volunteering is a great way. To support, there are so many shelters that are so reliant on volunteers to come in and help and support in any which way they can. And as I mentioned, workplaces could do that even collectively, you know, for their teams. So I think there's lots of ways. And also, I think maybe having the patience and the kindness with colleagues who might participate and really trying to support creating an environment in the workplace for those colleagues to be able to do and participate in the initiative in a responsible way.
Indeed. Well, Fiona, whilst we're on that subject, let's look at Four Paws itself. I mean, your website, I guess we just type in Four Paws, there's your website. And of course, I take it the site then, and you as a director and everyone else, there's much information to offer regarding conditioning of a pet, raising a pet, and, you know, it helping people at least recognize traits or behavioral manners within their animals, within their pets.
Absolutely. Our website is the word for, for-paws.org.za. Okay, and there's quite a trove of information about responsible pet care, about different initiatives. And yes, we'd welcome anybody to visit our site and also reach out to us by...
Hello, Fiona. Are you there? Fiona? Oh dear, we lost Fiona just as I was about to just ask her to at least send out one message for all of us to take away from this year's Take Your Dog to Work Day. That's what we've been discussing with Fiona Miles, Director of Four Paws South Africa. Yes, this Friday, the 26th of June, marks Take Your Dog to Work Day. Well, are you going to take your dog to work on Friday? Do we have Fiona back on the line, Craig? Okay. Unfortunately, we do have a bad line, but yes, it was great having Fiona on the line. Fiona Miles, Director of Four Paws South Africa, well, sharing valuable insights ahead of Take Your Dog to Work Day on the 26th of June. That's this Friday. And the key message, well, it's simple. While bringing your dog to work can be a wonderful experience, please, it's important to remember that every dog is different. By putting their well-being first and respecting their individual needs, we can ensure that the day is enjoyable for both people and pets. Fiona, thank you once again for joining us. Would you personally bring your dog to work if you had the option? And why? For that matter, let's just consider this. Do you think most offices are truly pet-friendly or merely pet-tolerant? Let's just define that. Do you think most offices are truly pet-friendly or merely pet-tolerant? In this debate, what should take priority, employee well-being or animal well-being? And should animals be part of workplace culture at all? Or are they better off left at home?